It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
Stu's Reviews has a Lexus this week. It's a new 2024. It's not the 25, but they're unchanged. And it's a GX 550 Over Trail Plus, high-end unit. The GX 550 is a replacement for 2024 for the GX 560. Sounds backwards, but it's a new model, completely restyled, a little bit bigger. It doesn't look bigger because of the blocky design. And they went from V8 power to V6 power. I'll get into that in just a second. They call it First Earth, Lexus First Earth. It's tan, this paint is gorgeous. You'll be able to see it on StuWright.com. Brown tone, new lux trim seats. They're not leather. They're, I guess, imitation leather. They're gorgeous two-tone, olive and tan. This is a five-passenger vehicle with no third seat. If you buy a different GX 550, a lower, not off-road model like this, you can get three rows. But this don't have them. It has a lot of luggage space in the back. Of course, it's a four-door SUV, body-on-frame, heavy-duty, can do off-road duty. It weighs 5,547 pounds. It's sturdy. Wheelbase 112.2, 197.1-inch long. And I told you about the cargo area. I said it's big. It holds 45 cubic foot. If you put the back seats down, you can get up to twice that, 90 cubic feet. Got big 18-inch dark gray. You could call them black, but they're not quite black. Alloy wheels, spoke, 33-inch tall tires on there. They're Toyos. They're 70 aspect. They're not low profile, you know. It's supposed to go in the mud and off the road. I told you about the interior new lux trim, two colors. It's got a big console in the middle like you expect in a Lexus. Shift levers on there. Doesn't have buttons or wheels. Flatbed phone chargers right there by your little, actually there's a cool box right behind it too, with the flip-top box, you know, cargo area right in the middle. And it's cool. It could, doesn't look like it cool, a six-pack of pop, but maybe four Red Bulls. The screen on the dashboard right in the middle is 14-inch mammoth. Part of it's used up with the controls, you know, it jumps up and tells you what the fan's doing and what the temperature is. You got a Mark Levinson. This Over Trail Plus has a Mark Levinson 21-speaker. Surround sound stereo, whoa, awesome. Leather wrapped and heated steering wheel. It's a good feel. Little bumps on the inside of your left and right hand. Radar cruise control on here, you can expect that. You can integrate Apple CarPlay and Android. Surround vision camera, that's the best. Two pictures on that 14-inch screen, one from above, one in the rear. Got a navigation system. I use my Apple iPhone and use their app navigation. Have it integrated on dash, loving it. Theirs seems fine, but I haven't got familiar with it yet. It's easy to stay familiar with Apple because I drive a different car all the time. So I just poke it in there. Chilton slide moonroof on this and a power tailgate with the kicking arrangement. If you put your foot under the bumper, it'll race up. And it has a flip window in that. I love that. It's not a swing-open tailgate like the old GX 460, which seemed like when you opened it, you were always on the wrong side with your cargo or your suitcase or your whatever. They went away from the V8 in these GX, which used to be the 560. This is a 550. They went away from the V8 and installed that Tundra type 3.4-liter turbo V6, 349 horsepower. So even though it's a V6, you got more power than the old V8 GX. 10-speed automatic in this, full-time four-wheel drive. It's got center locking differential and the rear locking differential. It's got paddle shifters on the steering wheel to shift through those 10 gears. Torque is amazing with the turbo, 479. 0-60, 6.5 seconds for this big, heavy brute. 109-mile-an-hour top speed. Towing capacity is wonderful, 8,000 pounds. Fuel economy is 21 highway, 15 in town. 17 overall rating. Nice big fuel tank, 21 gallons. So with 21 miles a gallon, you can go 442 or something like that on a tank of gas. This is built in Tohari, HE, Japan. A lot of quality associated with this Lexus, always is. List price, $84,575. This brown paint, you're going to see it at StuWright.com, is gorgeous. This is a big improvement. I forgot to mention it's got rock bars underneath the doors. They're not steps. They're to protect it from bending up the body work on your doors when you're high centered up in the mountains, running around off-road. Rock bar, what do they call them? Rock bars, I guess they are. They're black and they're very stylish. Thank you for listening to the review of this GX550. I think they improved it a lot. I will mention that I had a Land Cruiser before the first of the year. That's a Toyota's big unit like this. There's quite a bit of similarities with one big difference. The Toyota has a four-cylinder turbo engine. So you can go Lexus, get all that cachet, beautiful styling and trim work, and a V6 with twin turbo or turbocharging. Thank you very much.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Tailor, Automotive Repair Specialist, 353-3401.